A national holiday was held in the South American nation of Venezuela yesterday. It marked the beginning of the country's fight for independence against Spain, which it eventually got in 1811. But on the streets of the Venezuelan capital, there were protests instead of celebrations. This is a troubled nation with a lot of problems. Its economy has been in recession for 3 years and counting. Its unemployment rate is expected to go higher than 25% this year. Inflation is skyrocketing. That's when prices go up and money buys less. And opposition political parties want the country's leader out of office. They accuse President Nicolas Maduro of creating a dictatorship over the past few years. He and his supporters pushed for a countermarch yesterday. President Maduro calls the opposition vandals, terrorists, and criminals, and he's threatened to, quote, capture them. The Venezuelan armed forces, which have said they fully support President Maduro, have been deployed for as long as the marches last. With all this going on, international pressure has been building on Venezuela's government. The Organization of American States, which includes every government in the Western Hemisphere, says that unless Venezuela holds democratic elections, it could be suspended from the group. Turmoil.